are going on in your life you don't like. You don't have to escape. But a lot of people love these doctrines and they pray, I wish the rapture would occur, or I would die, or something like this. These are not escape doctrines. Their doctrines are great comfort. But they're not designed to use as an escape or to retreat from life. In fact, just the opposite, people. Think with me now. Just the opposite. These truths are designed to give us courage. Hey, the ultimate is taken care of. I can now live with gusto and enjoyment. I can enjoy my life. I can enjoy whatever I have in my life. I can enjoy people in my life. I can enjoy the day because people, the big one's taken care of. I know where I'm going. Got a home there. It's taken care of. Everything's taken care of. It's all taken care of. I'm just going to enjoy my life now. These are not escape doctrines. These are comforting, encouraging to live your life. Jesus Christ is teaching these things to the disciples for encouragement to live their lives with great courage, great inner peace, regardless of the circumstances. Regardless of the fact that He is leaving and will not be there with them. Regardless of the fact that Satan will still remain on earth as their enemy. In spite of all of that, these are teachings, courage, comfort, to live their life while He's gone. Truths like this, an eternal home in heaven, the rapture, eternal peace with God, these truths are not given so we will go and hide from life in them. They are given so that we will live our lives boldly and with enthusiasm and enjoyment. Again, these passages, even the John 14 that we're looking at, if you've been to any of them, you know, many funerals, these passages are what's read. Death of a loved one. But not at the purpose so that we're, those of us left behind can stop living. But why would I read these things? So that those that are left here behind, when someone we love has died, so that, okay, that's taken care of. I'm going to be with that person. And so I can get up tomorrow and go on with my life. I can get up and just continue to live because I will see and be with that person, see? That's what He's doing here. This is powerful stuff that His love is doing. It's powerful compassion. That's what it is. That's the word, compassion. It's powerful compassion of love. Let me just get you calmed down so that you can get on and live in the Spirit, walk in the Spirit, inner comfort, inner strength. See, doctrines are not given that we retreat from life, but that we live it victoriously. That's why they're given, people, that we can live life victoriously regardless of the circumstances. Okay, the Lord is leaving. He's going to prepare a place for them where they can be with Him forever. He's going to come back. Take them with Him. You just keep believing me. I'm telling you these things, you just keep believing me. You believed in God to believe in me as Savior. Now you just keep believing me. And you just keep believing me, and I'm going to take you right down this path. Let's get on with the mission that He has given us. Point one. Both life and death of a believer are different than the life and death of an unbeliever. Both the life and death of a believer are totally different than the life and death of an unbeliever. Secondly, knowing that we will be with Him forever, we live our lives without worry. We have no worry about after death. No concerns, no philosophizing. Three, to know our eternal destiny is encouragement to live our earthly mission. Knowing our eternal destiny is encouragement to live our earthly destiny. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. This is a fact. So be comforted by it. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you. Now, this is comfort. This is comfort now. There's a place for you, an eternal place. And nothing you do on earth can cause you to lose this. Let's note the phrase, in my Father's house. In the Greek, the emphasis is placed on Father's house. Not on the relationship between Jesus Christ and the Father. It's not my Father, but the emphasis in the Greek is Father's house. Some passages, the emphasis is on relationship, and we studied that. Emphasis on here is Father's house. In fact, this claim by Jesus Christ that God is His Father was the very claim that started the Jews to hate Him by the Pharisees, and the Pharisees plotted to kill Him, John 5:18. We won't look at it. But because He claimed that God was His Father, they wanted to kill Him. They wanted to kill Him. The emphasis here is on house. In the Greek, it says, in the house of my Father. Jesus Christ is the only one who ever refers to His Father's house. Jesus Christ draws their attention that they're thinking to, He draws their thinking to the Father's house. God's the house of God. That's a house belonging to God. And the word for house refers to house, dwelling place, building, things like this. The word is used of our earthly houses, places that we live in. So Jesus Christ uses that known thing to explain to them what's happening in the eternal. Now what is a dwelling place of God, and where is it? It's in heaven. Now, many people do not believe in heaven. In fact, America, as it becomes more and more a dark continent, and it is, we're having fewer and fewer people that believe in heaven. And just because more people do not believe in it doesn't mean that it's true. I know people who think that way. Well, very few people believe in heaven anymore. Oh, that makes it true then. No. Doesn't make it true just because a few don't believe in it. And it doesn't make it true just because everybody believes in it. Makes it true because it is God telling us what's going on. That's what makes it true. Not because someone believes or doesn't believe. But many people in America, or let me rephrase, fewer people in America are believing in heaven. In fact, we have a number of basic doctrines of Christian faith that multitude simply refuse to believe. The being and existence of God. That the man called Jesus is the Son of God, therefore God Himself. Very few people believe that. Very few people believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and therefore came and died on a cross and by His cross work offered the way of eternal life, salvation for all mankind. Very few people believe that. Things that are going on in the Bible about Jesus Christ and our God, you will not find in the Muslim